Park Row Books and Harper Audio presents The Bookshop of Yesterdays by Amy Meyerson, performed by Anne-Marie Gideon. What's Past is Prologue. The Tempest. Chapter 1. The last time I saw my uncle, he bought me a dog. A golden retriever puppy with sad eyes and a heart-shaped nose. I didn't have her long enough to give her a name. One moment she was running around my living room with the promise of many adventures together, and the next she was gone. It was the same way with Uncle Billy. One moment he was waving goodbye as he reversed out of my driveway. Then I never saw him again. Mom never wanted a dog. I'd begged her, promising to walk the dog every day, to scrub the living room rug after any accidents. But Mom was insistent. It wasn't about the rug or the countless shoes the dog would ruin. It wasn't about love, either. She had no doubt I would love the dog. Of course, she would love it, too. But a pet, like any relationship, was about accountability, not love. I was on the brink of my teenage years, of boys and friends who mattered more than allowance, more than dogs, more than family. We'd been over it. No dog. I knew this. Uncle Billy knew this, too. The dog was a birthday present. For my 12th birthday, my parents had rented out an arcade and batting cages in Culver City. It was the beginning of 1998. We always celebrated in January, since I was born so close to the end of the year. My friends crowded behind the plate, cheering as I nudged the batting helmet out of my face and timidly stepped into the cage. Dad offered me last-minute advice to keep my feet shoulder distance apart, my right elbow up. I expected Mom to remind me to be careful, but she was at the concession stand making a phone call.
"All right, Miranda, you can do this," Dad said after a swing and a miss.
Mom appeared at his side and whispered something into his ear. I swung at the next pitch, once it had already sped past the plate.
"You should know by now not to count on him," Dad said to Mom.
"Miranda," he called to me, "keep your eyes open."
"He promised he'd be here," I heard Mom whisper.
"Let's not get into this now," he whispered back.
"He shouldn't make promises if he isn't going to keep them."
"Suze, not now."
I tried to focus on my cocked elbow, my loose knees, just as Dad had taught me, but their hushed tones distracted me. There was only one person who made them whisper like that. I hated when they talked about Billy that way, like they were trying to protect me from him, like he was someone I needed to be shielded from. I turned away from the pitching machine toward my parents. They were leaning against the cage, staring each other down. The impact sounded before I felt it, an incredibly loud clap, and then my shoulder ignited. I screamed, falling to the ground. Two more balls whizzed by my head. Dad shouted for someone to turn off the machine as he and Mom raced into the cage.
"Sweetheart, are you okay?"
Mom pulled the helmet off my head and brushed the sweaty hair off my forehead. The pain had knocked the wind out of me. I panted on the cold cement floor, unable to respond.
"Miranda, talk to me,"
she said a little too frantically.
"I'm okay,"
I said between exerted breaths.
"I think I just need some cake."
Normally, this would have made them laugh, but they continued to cast concerned and disappointed looks at each other, as if the welt rising on my shoulder was somehow Billy's fault, too. Mom huffed at Dad, then stormed off to the concession stand to collect my birthday cake.
"Is Mom okay?"
I asked Dad as we watched her talk to the teenager behind the counter.
"Nothing a little cake can't fix," Dad said, ruffling my hair.
After the cake was devoured and the bag of ice Mom made me hold on my shoulder had melted down the front of my t-shirt, I joined my friends in the arcade, ignoring the sharp pains that shot down my arm as I rolled the skee ball up its narrow lane. Between rolls, I glanced over at my parents. They were cleaning up the remains of my birthday cake, Mom furiously scrubbing the plastic tablecloth until Dad pulled her away and held her in his arms. He stroked her hair as he whispered into her ear. I couldn't understand why she was so upset. Billy often didn't show up when he said he would. In fact, I couldn't even remember the last time he'd been to one of my birthday parties. If an earthquake hit in Japan or Italy...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?